Hi, everyone. I'm Jacob. Until recently, I tried not to attract too much attention, but everything changed when I was locked in a store freezer for the whole night. Now, I will tell you how this all happened. As I said, I've never liked being the center of attention, and I tried to keep a low profile to the maximum possible extent. I was really good at it, and even my own parents could not always notice my presence or absence. Once, we went together to the place where I had to perform on stage. On our way, I fell asleep in the backseat of the car, and my parents went to the concert without me. When I woke up, I did not immediately come to understand what had happened. My shocked parents were shaking me and asking where I had been. Well, could I have run away from a locked car? In short, they were waiting for 2 hours for me to appear on the stage, and all this time, I had been enjoying a balmy sleep in the back seat. This year, on Christmas Eve, my parents and I went to the supermarket to buy what we needed. Many relatives were supposed to visit us, and for a huge number of gifts and products, my dad rented a pickup truck. My parents and I immediately divided the list between the three of us to make the purchasing process quicker, and then we went to different departments. I had to buy garlands and toys for my cousins. Surprisingly, I quickly dealt with my part of the plan and went to wait for my parents near the car. Soon, they returned and said that during this time, they hadn't managed to buy even a fifth part of the required goods, so I could have a snack somewhere and then go to the meat department where they would be waiting for me. I didn't want to eat at all. So instead, I went into the furniture department and sat down on a soft armchair. I was relaxed and immediately fell asleep. A store worker woke me up saying that it was forbidden to sleep there and the store was already closing. Being a little drowsy, I did not clearly hear the second part of his words and rushed to the meat department to find my parents. The store, in particular, the meat department, was already empty, but I decided to check the freezer, and this was my fatal mistake. Having walked inside, I realized that this was a warehouse, but not a meat department. So I turned around to leave it when suddenly noticing a store worker. It seemed to me that it would be better to wait until he left so that he would not say that I was walking in the restricted area. That's why I hid between the rows. He went to the cloakroom, hung up his vest, and left, closing the door and turning out the light. There was complete silence in the store. After 5 minutes, I was cold and decided that it was okay to leave. Coming closer to the door, I wanted to get the phone out of my pocket to find the door handle, but it was not there. Dang chair, apparently I left the phone on it. How could this happen? Then I decided to turn on the lights, but the switch did not work. I started knocking on the door, but everything was in vain. Perhaps everyone had left already. Will I really have to sit here all night until the store opens? This thought scared me. It was very cold, and I remembered that the worker left his vest. Putting it on, I had a better chance of not dying from freezer burn. After finding it by touch, I came across a lighter in my pocket. It was working, but it's impossible to survive on the fire from some lighter, and I remembered the list which was in my pocket. I started burning it and looking around. There were boxes full of meat products everywhere, and I decided to break one of them to make a fire. I tore off the labels from several boxes and started burning them after putting them on top of those sticks that were broken off from the pallets. The first time it didn't work out, I had to tear off more labels, but on the second attempt, I got a source of heat. I was thinking that a fire alarm could go off, but it was absent in this room, or it was malfunctioning. But the ventilation worked, and this allowed me not to suffocate from the smoke. After thinking a little bit, I realized that I would have to wait another 8 hours to be saved because my parents were unlikely to think that I could stay in a place like this. The simplest solution would be to fall asleep, but perhaps not in such circumstances, and not this time, as it was so cold that one could die instead of falling asleep. I sat by the fire and began to think of how to entertain myself. Suddenly, my stomach started rumbling. I should have had a bite then, I thought, but later remembered that there was a huge amount of meat around me. It was okay to take a piece, especially considering that next to me, there was a bonfire on which I could cook it. My choice fell on a juicy piece of beef. With the help of sticks, I put it into the fire and started waiting. My parents never allowed me to cook, and I didn't even realize that this wouldn't work. It burned from the outside and remained raw inside. Then I understood that it was actually impossible to fry such a large piece of meat, and I didn't even have a knife to cut it into pieces. When I began to search for something smaller, I turned my eyes to the pickled chicken wings. That was the perfect choice. Despite the fact that I did not have a grill, I still had to put the pieces into the fire, as their small size allowed the meat to be cooked inside so I could have a good bite. After sitting next to the fire for some time, I decided to go around the whole room with a lighted stick, hoping to find something useful. In one of the corners, there was a barcode labeler. I turned it on and saw what time it was. It appeared that 4 hours had passed, which made me very happy because half of the time of my imprisonment was behind me. Under it, there was a folder with documents. I grabbed it in order to pass my time somehow by studying boring information. Then I completed the tour around the premises, not finding anything interesting, and sat down to read. The information from the documents shocked me. It turned out that a year ago, there had been a check in the store and a number of serious safety violations had been found there, including the lack of the fire alarm and the free access of customers to the food warehouse. The store director made a written commitment to eliminate all the shortcomings as soon as possible, but as you can understand from my story, this had not been done. This was very valuable information for me. I was holding a real bomb in my hands. It was the priceless, compromising material. Maybe I would use it. The other documents were no less interesting. It turned out that this store buys meat from private individuals and this product does not undergo any sanitary examinations. The crux of the biscuit was the fact that expired products were being pickled. Suddenly, I was scared as I could have been poisoned by tasting the wings. I hoped that I would get by with it. That is, I would not become a hostage to the toilet after I was released from the freezer. After the last document, I sat by the fire and worried about my health. But I was sure that when I got out of here, I would definitely report everything to the competent authorities. This is how I fell asleep without even noticing it. The sound of the opening door woke me up. The same worker was standing at the door and looking around in surprise. Then he glanced at me. He grabbed me by the waistcoat and dragged me into the director's office while saying that my parents would be in huge trouble because of my hooliganism. In the director's office, he told everything he saw in the warehouse, and the director asked him to walk out the door. And he told me that if he called the police, they would convict me of hooliganism and my parents would have to pay huge compensation to the store. He offered to call my parents and ask them to come, so I did this. I really didn't want to frame up my parents. Then I remembered about the documents. Apparently, it was a time for action, and I told the store director that if he demanded compensation for my parents, I would complain to the sanitary service and their store would be closed. We agreed not to file complaints about each other, and when my parents arrived, I took the phone from the chair and we went home. On our way, my parents said that they had been looking for me in my friends' houses all night and even filed a missing persons report. I told them where I had really been and they were horrified. My parents made me stay with my granny at home and went to the police to file a report. When they left, I finally came to my senses after everything that happened and felt a sharp pain in my stomach. Then I remembered about the wings. I asked my grandma to call an ambulance and I was taken to the hospital because of the poisoning. After the gastric lavage was carried out, I told my parents about the documents that I had seen and they applied to the sanitary service. I was discharged from the hospital and then developed a fear of shops and meat. I stopped eating this product, and since then, only my parents go shopping. Soon, I saw in the news about the closing of this supermarket due to multiple violations. The director was arrested because he knew he was selling potentially dangerous food. Well, finally, justice had been served. This has not eradicated my fears, and I'm still a vegetarian. The thing is that my trust toward all these chain stores has been completely undermined. I don't even know if I will ever be able to eat meat again. From this whole story, I learned a lesson, having realized that modesty is not always good. Sometimes you need to be able to express yourself, and the louder you will do it, the better. In some cases, modesty can turn into a threat to life, as in my case. If I hadn't found that lighter, I would have easily died of the freezer burn that night.